Well, hello guys. So here's the game Lone Echo. Now I tried to get this game a while ago, but I couldn't get it, because it was only made for the Oculus Rift. Then I heard it was a damn good game, but eventually it was available on a Meta store, and it will play on my Quest 3. And even though it's quite an old game and still holding a fairly good price, I believe the game's on par with Half-Life Alyx. It's very, very good graphically, and it runs very smooth. Basically, you're a robot in space helping out, doing tasks. There's no shooting in this one, but it's done so well you actually do feel so you're in a spaceship. You kind of have to float around to get around, but I found it kind of awkward, but I've got used to it now. Then you can go outside into space, and you actually feel as though you are in space. The detail in this game is amazing. And I saw way off in the distance, Earth. And I thought, I wonder if I can go there. So I started off towards Earth, but no. Outside mission parameters, that is. But the space you actually play in is quite large. And there's quite a few things to explore. You kind of have jets on your arms and things. And you can pull yourself to move around as well. And the voice acting is excellent, as well as the storyline. Now, I haven't finished the game yet because I'm trying to drag it out, as games like this don't come along that often. And the game is made for adults, which is I like, because I'm an adult, sometimes. And I believe this game is Meta exclusive. And I know Echo 2 is also out, but that's holding its price. And a lot of people didn't quite like that one as well. But apparently it's still a very good game. And I heard some people had some issues with Echo 2, that it seems to be far more demanding than the Echo 1, which is strange because a lot of people said it wasn't quite as good graphically as Echo 1. But I thought Half-Life Alyx was an amazing game, and I'd probably never play a game like that for a very long time. And here is Lone Echo, which is absolutely on par. And it's the sort of game I like. You don't have to be rushed. You can explore. Yeah, I know my captain's a femon, but I'm getting used to that. I might even ask her out at the end of the game. So all the things you've heard about Lone Echo is absolutely true. Now, I've been playing the game for a while and I haven't found anything I can complain about. Probably isn't going to be long enough, but there you go. There you go, guys, it's just my thoughts. Then I believe they shut the doors on the company that actually made this game. What a shame. So if you have a VR headset and you haven't played Lone Echo before, definitely get it. You take it easy now, guys.
Jack, all the solar panels need to be turned towards maximum optimization.
I'm on it.